Bins, the podcast where we being me, Lucy Thompson,
me, Lauren Baird,
and me, Hannah Hudson,
try to navigate the world around us as best we can, discussing everything from the best way to have a potato to if there really is more than one way to skin a cat. So open a beer, kick back, and join us as we discuss the smaller and bigger things
in life.
I'm a lot more professional now, I'm 40.
Yeah, well done, you're a grown up.
Yeah.
She's turned back into a professional now. She's 40.
Hey, prostitute.
That's what I meant.
I'm on the game. I've gone on the game.
Usually it's a young woman's game, but you've gone.
No, I've gone the other way.
I need an experienced lady.
They do say everyone's got like three careers in them. So
how many has Lucy got in her?
Well, probably 16 or something.
I don't know.
Do you feel different being 40?
No.
Oh. No.
Old.
Wait till you get to 45. I ache. I mean, although I travel first class back from America.
Oh, all right, we're coming to it.
Laying down. Very achy.
Were you prone the entire way?
Yes.
I'll kick off with an apology to all our listeners. We've been gone for quite a while. I was ill, then Hannah was on Hollybubs. Which meant we missed a good 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
But we are back.
We're back.
Thank you to Lauren for doing a editing wizardry and still getting
she's very
lovely
clever.
Delicious episodes out there. Thank you, Lauren.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It was I put out
oh, end wow, of I sentence. Put out
everyone showing off again.
Yeah, the old episodes, the unpublished volumes.
I thought you said the Oompa-Loompas.
I've put out the Oompa-Loompas. They did it for me, oh. If anything.
If anything, they will happily do that.
Yeah.
Girls, are you all right?
Yeah!
We've got so much to discuss.
We might even have to go to next week that we...
We'll talk about my 40th next week, so I'm itching to hit. Well, you're both there for 40th, so we don't talk about that too much. But I don't know about you, Luz, but I'm itching to know about this cruise.
Gay cruise.
Yes, please. Mr. Gay Tom Cruise, I need to know about.
Well, so I'm going to hold off.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Lauren Burr for about 2 weeks.
No. Go on, get it over with. Go on.
I am.
Get off it.
Go on, fucking finger each other.
Whatever it is you do. What you got for us, Lars? What's new with Mim? And how's Mim?
I'm all right, thanks. I have a driveway.
Yeah, you do.
And boy, does it look great.
And boy... Has that car gone?
Yeah. Thank God.
Cars have gone. Don't know how it happened. Don't know what happened.
Oh, really?
They were just there. They were just gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got you.
Yes. Yeah. And the officers of the law.
Yeah. We don't know how those cars disappeared.
No idea, but they've gone. And now it's just, it feels more like my house. Is that silly?
It looks more like your house.
Well, thank you.
It looks like there's not two tramps living in their cars in front of your house.
Just one tramp inside.
Yeah. One tramp and Ginger. Yeah, no, it looks nice.
One tramp and midge. Yeah. What else? I don't know. Just been gigging.
Couple
and
of
working.
Wild nights.
Oh, we did have a couple of wild nights.
Did
you? Well, we were talking about this, weren't we?
Just.
So we stayed up till 6 a.m. on Lucy's birthday.
Well, I know that.
Sorry, yeah.
It's fine.
Sorry, everyone who was there.
I turned the music off, thank you.
We was having a nice
I was
pop.
In bed.
At least it was not like the other house went from a hen party in those doors.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. Yeah. We still pierced them.
To be honest, I would normally be laying in bed seething with rage, but I actually lay in bed happy. I was smiling because everyone was just so raucous and having a lovely time. And it just sounded like everyone was like screaming.
Yeah.
But like screaming the lyrics of a song.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then yeah. like, oh my God, Joy, you're wild.
And then there's a couple of nice moments with me and Joy, which both basically sit on Lauren's lap.
Yeah.
While she's sang Whitney ballads to us.
Yeah, yeah. And just like frivolity and happiness. And so I wasn't mad, actually. I was just like, I'd like to go
actually,
to sleep,
I wasn't mad, actually.
I wasn't.
It's fuming.
Yeah.
I mean, if I did, I'm a holiday on Monday, I'd have been fuming.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, not been asleep.
Come on then,
sorry
you.
About that. But yeah, then I went out.
Oh, there you have that. Choose. She went to a press conference or something.
I went to press night at Curve for
press gang.
Oh yeah, come from away.
Come from Beg Pond. Oh yeah,
the musical. It's very good actually. I didn't know what it was going to be about.
Oh, so did you actually go and see it as well?
Yeah, yeah. I went to go and see the musical.
When you went in, did you just start like, stuff your bag with Peronis? Because it was free.
Oh, I say.
We were at press night. Alex invited me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so then there were just drinks afterwards with the cast and that. Very you know, nice. Just hobnobbing with the cast and whatever.
Oh, lovely.
And, yeah, stayed out till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Did you? What, yeah. On a Tuesday?
This was not well, like 48 hours since you stayed up to 6 a.m.
Lauren, you're going to turn nocturnal.
I had the Wednesday off, didn't I? Oh,
thank God.
Honestly, last week... Because this was like the week before. Last week, I was in bed by 9 every night. I'm telling you. Yeah.
It catches up.
It really does.
Yeah.
But do you know, like, so very, very quickly, do you know that I think you'd like the musical Come From Away. It's very, very good. Its basic premise is, it's about 9/11, but it's about this plane that, because all of the planes had to be grounded.
Right. They'd be naughty.
Because they were very naughty.
A couple of weeks.
But it's about this particular plane that was grounded in our place in Canada, Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
Small population of 9,000 and 7,000 people landed.
Whoa.
So it tells the story of that, essentially, of this small town rallying round and helping these people for 5 days. And
does it feel good?
Oh, it's so feel good. It's lovely.
Oh, that does sound nice, actually.
But it's also like, you just don't think about it, that there were people left on a plane for 28 hours. They were, you know, they were on the ground, but they had no idea because it was 2001. People didn't really have phones.
Yeah.
So they didn't know what was going on.
The plane?
No, they weren't told because people were scared to get them off the planes because they didn't know
who they were and that.
Yeah, what was happening.
Oh my God.
So people were on planes for hours and hours and hours.
I'd rather die than that, to be honest.
And so all of that. And then they were like...
Were they still allowed the films?
Yeah, they watched all... They were saying they watched like all the films.
Really?
The flight attendants were trying to keep everyone calm. They broke out the booze. They just were giving them free booze, just trying to keep them calm in any way possible because they couldn't tell them, really, because they didn't want to cause panic.
I mean, probably not selling them is going to cause a little bit of... No, I think everything's fine. How long? 25 hours so far?
Yeah,
I think I'm probably all right.
Yeah, we'll be off soon.
Probably
worry.
A bit windy or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Something like that. But, there was a marriage formed for people who met in this time.
Really?
Yeah, like really, really lovely stuff. It's a really feel... It's 1 hour 40 as a musical, no interval.
Perfect.
Fucking perfect. It's absolutely it's
like
a delight. It's great.
Yeah, nice.
I would very much recommend it. And I think it's gone on tour now, but it was at Curve, but it was bloody brilliant. Bloody great cast.
It sounds very similar to when I got stuck on that train in York.
How long were you on there for?
Well, a good while.
How long
were
you on there?
I think I might have told this before, but I went up to York on the Northern Bell, and the driver went through a red light.
Oh, the bastard!
When he moved the thing,
the dirty bastard,
and he got arrested. And apparently that's normal protocol because they may be on drugs. So he got taken away, but because it was like a steam train that not many people can drive.
A steaming train,
We didn't have another driver, so we were just stuck in York.
I could done it.
Could you?
Well, I've got a steam train driving experience for my birthday.
And a hat.
Yeah, you probably could have.
So I probably could have taken it.
You probably could have. You're fully qualified, I think.
Well. So what they did is they were like, oh, we're going to be stuck here for about 6 hours probably, just on the platform.
Like that, 20 hours.
So they bought all the booze out and said, just have what you want. So we had champagne. We had everything. That's when the lady opposite me drank like a bottle of Cointreau and puked on herself.
Wow.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
What a lovely 6 hours.
I know, it's nice.
Quattro as well.
I know.
Did a marriage happen or was it just a shag in the toilets?
There was only shags in toilets, I think. But it was quite classy, so I didn't see any of that. And my government's arm was sinking a bush.
It does sound classy. Yeah. Someone throwing up Cointreau.
It was.
Who was the girlfriend at the time? Becky?
It was Becky, yes.
Nice Becky.
Becky number one.
Yeah. Number one,
she had a lovely time.
Oh, I would have had a lovely time.
Oh, bloody hell.
Stuck on a steam train for 6 hours. Yes, please.
Free booze. Yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, it was great.
So, come on, you. Let's hear about this Hollybob.
Well, it was a wonderful trip.
Trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, it was. We were very, very lucky. I had lots of moments where I thought, do you know what? This is living.
You've made it, kid.
We were really jammy and we got upper class both there and back.
Oh.
So we got to turn left and although on the way there.
I know, Lou sorted this.
Yes. Yeah. So we were on standby, which means you pay for a ticket, a discounted rate, and then it all depends who's on the plane as to where you sit.
Yeah.
So we were praying that nobody got those upper class things, and there was four left, and Lou was like, just forget about it, we're not going to get it.
Yeah. Mm.
And then they gave the tickets out and she snatched them off us and read them all read them all really quickly and was like, you got it, what's that? go fucking go. And so we ran, because she's like, if you're on the plane and you've sat down in the seat, they can't really change it.
Ooh.
So she was like, get on the plane. So we all raced onto the plane.
Onto the tracks.
I was at the back on my own.
Did you get to sit together?
No, we didn't.
I'd prefer that.
Right, so I was sat there, and then there was this big American guy next to Siobhan. And I says to him, do you mind if we move, or if we swap?
My wife.
That's my wife. And he was a man of few words and basically just nodded his head.
Sure thing, ma'am.
I had to ask the attendants and they sorted it. And then he was in my seat and he reckons that his seat were broke, like he couldn't make it move. And the woman, the crew member, came over to me and she was like, I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to move back, because she knew that I was on the cheap seat.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
And I was like, oh, that's fine. I was ever so nice, because obviously, you know, we've not paid £7,000. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's no problem. And she went, to be honest with you, because he was a large man, she was going to say, it's because he's a big fat boy. That's what it was. And she went,
he's a great big fat fella.
Yeah. And she was like, to be honest, I don't think it's him. I think it's because he's...
You're
and
right.
Then I got up.
Because I think he's American.
I got up and she was like, fear. It's over there. And she just stopped talking. I was like, I know what you were going to say, you cheeky minx. But to be honest...
Did she turn into Porky Pig?
Flying.
Fine. So I went over there and I did fix it, actually. Anyway, beautiful experience.
So you sat next to one for
a bit on the way there. And then I just had a lovely window seat on my own. She had to sit next to him.
Hey.
So yeah, I got the bed deal.
Could you lie down on that?
Yeah, you can lie down. You just press a button and it like takes
you
flat.
The important question.
Should you lie down on that? What, do you have to eat?
Do they just like put smoked salmon in your mouth as
you're
lying down?
Yeah,
they
just feed
great. Do you have all your meals prostate as if?
Yeah, just on my tits.
As Mrs. Kath Thompson likes to have them.
Yeah, yeah. Just feed them in.
Always to honour Kath. Have them prostate.
Prostrate.
Prostrate.
Not prostate. Because that's
up the arse. Just put those up my arse.
No, I meant prostate.
Hell yeah.
Up the arse.
I love all my meals prostate.
Inserted right up there.
Woo! I like to cut out the middleman. Just put right up there. Straight up, straight down.
Yeah. in your lady's chamber. Hey.
Did you fly to America?
We flew to Miami.
Miami. And when you got there, was it like, you know, in... Was it like the
Will...
Horses?
Oh, I was going to say, was
twice.
It... Like it was, the Will Smith video.
Exactly like that. Well, we saw that the FIFA president... He was in first class with us, but we hadn't noticed. I don't know, he's some stupid name. Siobhan recognised him. He was having a police escort. And I was like, oh! Didn't even know he was there.
Actually,
and
then, I think Hans Blick was a weapons investigator in the Second Iraq War.
Oh, right. No, it weren't him. Someone else, some other name.
Wouldn't recognise him.
No. But we got to Miami. And we were knackered. And we got to our room. And we walked in. I thought...
What a shithole.
Yeah, I did think that. I was like...
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this isn't what I remember in the pictures. And we were all a bit like, oh no, this is okay. But it had a funny smell about it. It was tired.
Mm.
And Louise was like, I don't think this is good enough, do you? And I was like, well, no. And she's like, there's only two towels in there and there's four of us in this room. There's only two coffee cups. I'm going to kick off.
There's only one bed.
Lou loves kicking off, don't
she? Yeah, she's brilliant at it. So she was like, right. So she phoned up, very direct. And she was like, we've come into this room. We're not happy with it because this. And they fannied about for a bit. And eventually she was like, right, I'm going to go and sort this out. So she went down with Siobhan to the reception.
She took Siobhan
with her.
Wouldn't be my first choice, but all right.
Maybe she's just rolling around on the beds enjoying herself. It's not like that.
Not like that, thank you. It's not that kind of holiday.
Leave you two alone for a bit while we sort out this.
Rolling around.
Leave the two children in the room whilst they go and sort it out. Anyway, then the phone does and says, right, this is the number, come and meet us. So we went, walked in, it's only a suite.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Presidential.
Lovely. It said the president's. I don't know what it said. But yeah, we've got like...
Oh, wicked.
A lounging area, a couple of beds, lovely vista of Miami.
Cool.
So it was really nice. So I spent 2 days there. Didn't like the Miami people.
No.
Quite rude. Quite rude. Yeah, didn't like
them. Are they a bit like elite?
Oh, they're all quite rich.
Was everyone wearing a visor?
Yeah.
That's what I just imagine. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's just wearing shorts and visors.
Always on the way to play tennis.
Always on the way to play tennis.
Hawaiian.
Always in
their
whites.
Yeah. So we just sort of wandered around getting really hot and sweaty for a day.
Was it roasting?
Yeah, it was like 30 degrees or something.
Don't they say that Florida is the penis of America because it kind of
hangs down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way it's set. And would you, yeah?
Yeah, I'd sort of agree with that.
Would you say that that's also the way that it,
well, I mean,
is personality-wise?
Miami.
Everyone's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, I'd say that they, yeah, there was a fair few penises there.
Peni.
And we went to a very posh, like, we didn't mean to.
Girls'
but we
school.
Found ourselves in quite a posh sort of eatery in a big sort of shopping centre. And we were really thirsty.
Was it Wagamama's?
No. We were really thirsty and hungry. We found a place and we said, oh, this will do. So we each had a lunch.
What do you have?
I had
not all of them, just you.
I had a chicken sandwich and chips.
But was it giant?
It was, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Fair enough.
No, it was normal size. It was very nice.
Thank you.
Two of us had that. One had a normal, regular, just a sandwich. The other one just had chips. We had two drinks each.
Yeah.
Not alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$200.
Whoa!
We were like,
fuck off.
What the fuck?
$50 each for a sandwich and two drinks.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay that.
Cokes.
Yeah, Cokes.
Cokes. I had a beer, of course. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we were like, I said, can I see the bill? She was like, sure. And so she showed me it. And it was like, obviously they add all the
service,
tax on and then service. Yeah, yeah. Like 30% service or something, 28% service. It was mad. And it wasn't cheap to start off with. So we were like, well, that's all our money gone.
Yeah.
Day one. That's
you,
it.
Did you have that little thing around your neck, like the little tube?
Yeah, where you sort of tighten it up so you can go in the sea.
Go in the sea and that, yeah.
Flumes and that.
God, so, and that's just in a mall.
Yeah, I know. But it was a very posh mall. It was all like, you know, I went
made
in and
goad and that.
Yeah, yeah. So we learned from that and went to basically like the crackhead of all burger joints, which is Wendy's. I don't know if you've...
Oh!
I've never had one, but I'm aware.
Ooh, I mean,
trumpet.
They were Wendy's so were
trumpy.
Quite prevalent in the UK a few years ago, weren't they? Were, like, I always hear about like, people in the 80s saying that Wendy's was kind of there were more more of them than Mackey's. I think
really,
I think so.
Don't remember.
You're not thinking of Wimpy.
Oh, I'm thinking of Wimpy.
Oh, you're
aren't
thinking
I?
Of Wimpy.
Yeah.
You bloody whippersnapper, ain't you?
Also Trumpy.
I'm always mixing up my Wendy's and my Wimpy's.
Wimpy's was well Trumpy. But this, I don't think Wendy's generally as a brand is Trumpy, but this one, we walked in and there was a man who obviously lived in there. You know, got like loads of bags around.
Mr. Wendy.
Yeah, Mr. Wendy was his name. Mr. Wendy, yeah. He got like three teeth at the front.
Oh, cute.
And, he's like, and they were talking. And
I couldn't have eaten with
I
that.
Could not understand what they were saying. It smelt funny. The tables had not been wiped down.
Oh, I couldn't have done it.
Well, what followed after that,
oh,
we
God.
Shouldn't have done it either.
Oh, God.
It all went off.
As it went off in the swoosh.
Gastrointestinal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, full on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. None of us were safe.
Was it like Bridesmaids?
I was... Listen, right? Listen. I'd actually forgotten this until I got to this point. But so we went to Wendy's. We all... Well, I was like, I feel like I'm going to get murdered any minute.
Yeah.
Like the woman who was in charge there, like the bitch, Wendy herself, was this woman with like rollers in her hair and like a do-rag on her head.
Get ready.
No. And she was like, head murder, red major, what you want? I was like, oh, I'm so scared of you.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, I was so scared.
Why are you wearing rollers?
this woman who worked in here, she was like, mama, I don't know what they're doing with that shit, mama. And she was like, get back in there. I was like, fucking hell. Louise, we're going to get murdered. She was like, don't worry about it, because Lou's just like, not. They're not scared, Lou and Bushy, of anything. Me and Siobhan, like, shaking.
Holding onto each other.
Yeah.
Clinging onto each other.
Anyway, we ate the Wendy's. We did eat the Wendy's. And then we had to go to a drugstore. So it's called CVS over there, like
oh,
a
yeah.
Boots. We went in there.
CVS's.
We went in there. Lou was like, I'm going to use a toilet in here. I was like, okay, fair enough. And then I was walking around thinking, I'm a bit bubbly.
Oh, God, it was like...
Walk away!
It was.
And then I was talking to Siobhan and wind escaped me in a loud way in the middle of an aisle.
From where?
My bottom.
She got windy from Wendy's.
I did. I literally couldn't stop it. I was just mid-conversation. I was like, how much do you think these are? And you go... And then, who let an elephant in?
And Siobhan did like a silent red-faced laugh like that. And I pushed her down the aisle away from it. I was like, we have to get out.
Did it have a sting in its tail?
I don't know. I left very
she
quickly.
Bloody did. She bloody did. Oh my God.
Yeah. And we were sharing a room that night. So, yeah.
Rooting and tooting.
Rooting and tooting. I won't go into any more detail.
I think we got the gist.
So yeah, after the Wendy's incident, the next day we had to get on the boat course.
Did you all feel quite weak?
No, we were okay.
Excitement kicked in.
Yeah, we were all right. And
was it massive?
It's really, I'd never had that experience before. So I didn't even know what the port looked like really, or what you do. And then just, you go into it's like an airport, but it's for boats and that.
Boat port.
But it's just wild from the moment you get there, it's wild. Like, there's really loud music playing. You're going up...
Like Matty Hoopla.
Going up escalators like that. Going up the escalators and everyone's just dead excited.
J-Lo's on the floor the entire time.
Lights.
It's wicked. But and there was lots of groups of gals, you know, with matching T-shirts, all that kind of thing.
Slag on them and that.
Yeah.
Whore, slag, bitch.
I'm the Samantha of the group. Don't worry.
I like sucking everyone off.
Yeah, no.
So,
was it not a gay cruise?
It was not officially, but it's a very, very inclusive LGBTQ.
So unofficially.
Plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was lots of them there. Yeah. Lots of them there.
Couldn't move from.
Yeah. The second week, woof. It was just gay men everywhere.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of good bods.
In sort of, yeah, and like posing pouches with no bum.
Jockstraps,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Lovely.
Yeah.
Wow. I bet you love that.
I did. It was
bisexual Hannah.
Oh, I love checking them out. But we got on and it was just so exciting.
Yeah.
So they take your bag off you when you arrive and they're like...
Rifle through it.
Yeah. Go through it. Pick out all the good stuff. And then they just put it outside your cabin. You find your cabin and it was just lovely in there. Loads of space.
Oh, because that's what I'd be worried about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good.
Was it just you and Siobhan?
In the cabin, yes. We didn't share cabins.
No.
Thankfully.
That would be a bit weird, wouldn't
and,
it?
Yeah.
And tell me, like...
Go on.
So, you know when you're on the boat?
Yeah.
Is all the drink and food free?
All the food's free. All of the non-alcoholic drink is free, but you have to pay for alcohol drinks.
Could you bring your own alcohol or no?
So, now you are allowed to take some. So, you're allowed 2 bottles of wine per cabin.
Hoopla.
They did not check.
No. So yeah,
it is my Hoopla.
Yeah. They did not check. So, they scan your bags that you take in on your back. I don't think they would scan the big bags, but even if they did, they're not allowed to go in and take it out.
Yeah.
So my advice would be take as much as you can.
And then when you sort of went to places and you got off, you could bought more back on.
Well, you get your bag scanned. You get your bag scanned when you come back.
Oh, okay.
Fine. So that is no to that. But to be honest, all the places you go are really fucking expensive, so you wouldn't want to do that anyway. If anything, you want to get it from like your local supermarket, your Netto, before you go. And then take it in your bag.
Where did you go? What places did you go to?
We went from Miami to Key West, which is beautiful.
Oh, cool.
It's really cute. They've got cockerels on the street.
Aww.
Oh, and in Miami. They just live there. Like, you know.
And did you get off in the Keys?
Did I get off with cockerels?
The cockerels. On the boat, she did. All of those. Yeah.
They're a bit pecky.
Mm.
All of those cockerels preening around. She did.
It'd be horrible to get off with a chicken, wouldn't it?
Like, oh, no lips.
Pecking away.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It'd be horrible getting off of a chicken, wouldn't it?
Are we taking anything away from Hannah's story?
Thank you. And then, and then you have like a day in the Key West.
Yeah,
the
Key West. So you basically you leave Miami in the evening as the sun's going down, which is lovely.
Did you keep singing Miami?
Da-da.
Going to Miami.
No, I forgot about the song.
Oh my
God. What a missed opportunity.
Come on, Hannah. The song's only like 25 years old.
Yeah. So, stupid.
Lev.
Stupid idiot. Beckett, your ideas. So you sail away in the evening and then spend the evening. Oh, we sang that a lot.
We got that. Sang that.
It's more my era.
Years old.
Yeah, Enya.
Why is Enya so rich?
Because she sang that song.
Well, and I think because she's done like loads of instrumental or like stuff that's been used widely.
She's like the richest woman in Ireland or something.
Yeah, she like lives in a castle and that, don't she? She's really fucking...
Really?
Yeah, really rich.
Oh, I didn't know she was Irish.
Did you not?
No.
Ian, yeah.
Oh, that's George. Right. She didn't do that.
Were you not just like blasting any of your songs on St. Paddy's Day?
Should have done.
Bloody should have done.
So you, then you, you're like, oh, the sun's gone down. So then you go out for your dinner on the boat as it's sailing along.
Is it warm?
Yeah.
And it's warm.
The meal.
And the food's warm.
Yeah,
it's tepid. And you're on a, right, you're on a boat.
Yeah. It's quite like...
I love going on holiday.
I found it really confusing because there's like three sets of lifts. It's massive. And I'm like, how is there 17 floors on a boat? I couldn't comprehend it because it's just so massive. Big and there's like nightclubs and casinos and theatres.
I know, where I'd have been.
Yeah. Top deck.
Casino. Was there swimming pools?
Yeah. Shit. Swimming pools, you can go to the gym. There's all
sorts.
Well,
I'll go to the gym, so I'd have probably been in there.
Siobhan did.
Pimping on.
Yeah. Pimping on.
And then, anyway, then you go to bed, and then when you wake up...
We have 40 days of this.
You wake up.
Nine-parter.
I'm just trying to explain the concept.
Then you go to bed, and then you wake up. Close your eyes. And then there's covers, and you go under them. Was there AC in the rooms?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, they were quite posh. Posh rooms. Everything was controlled with a tablet.
Did you, Lou and Bushy, have rooms next to each other?
Yeah.
Adjoining.
Do you know what they did
like
for us?
Friends episode.
You could, yeah. Just having like slumber parties every night. And like braiding each other's hair. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We realised halfway through the cruise that you can remove the thing on the balconies. So we could just have one long balcony.
Oh, nice.
That's what we did.
Did you have sundowners every night?
Yeah. We did. It was lovely.
Oh, should play Uno.
What?
Should play Uno.
No. I ain't got time for that. So you go to bed. And then when you get in, and then it's like 7 o'clock, and you open your curtains,
and you're there,
yeah. And then you get off the boat, you have a day there, get back on, same thing again, and you wake up somewhere else. So whenever you wake up and open the curtains, it's a completely different view.
So talk us through where you went. So you went to Key West.
We went to Key West. Then we had a sea day, and then we woke up in the Bahamas in Bimini Island.
Oh, I bet it was lish, wasn't it?
Lish.
My sister recently flew to the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
With British Airways as work.
Mm.
And it was Bahamas or the other one begins with B?
Barbados.
Oh, it might have been Barbados.
I think it
actually.
Was Barbados, she told me.
Oh, it was Barbados.
Because she called it Barbados.
Yeah.
Or Barbados.
Did you go there?
No.
Oh, it didn't matter. Anyway, she said it was not. Okay.
It's crystal clear waters.
Who's crystal clear?
You know, crystal tip.
Is she a drag queen?
Drag queen on the boat.
Yes, she is.
Was there drag queens on the boat?
There was drag queens on the boat.
Doing drag queens on the boat.
Yeah, drag bingo.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great. She was American, so she was like, she wasn't as salty as a British.
Sure.
Not as sassy.
So she wasn't as edgy as a British queen.
A drag
queen.
Not calling you a cunt or something.
No, she wasn't saying anything like that.
That's what I want out of a drag queen.
You want to be insulted. Not assaulted.
Insulted.
Assaulted by a drag queen.
We were brought by a salty drag queen.
A drag queen told me I looked like a pigeon fancier once.
And you are. They were dead on the money.
Told you you look like a pigeon fancier.
Well, that's insulting to Michelle, of course. She's not a pigeon.
Oh, pigeons, that's fine.
Yeah, at the drag bingo, you could win like $3,000.
Fucking hell. And did you?
No, we didn't buy, I think so, $30 each. I was like, I'm buying that. Bushy bought loads.
I'm buying that.
So yeah, that was the big prize, is $3,000. But it started at like $1,200. So it was well good.
Blimey. It's like when me and Michelle went to York and played bingo. It was £5 a lawn.
Yeah.
15 full house. So...
Did you win?
I won a fiver, yeah.
Oh,
I won my fiver.
Marty Oopler, when we went to the Bongos Bingos.
Yeah.
And you could win a Henry fucking Hoover.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Henry.
Well, they didn't have that.
A cut out of Freddie Mercury.
Well, I know which one.
I don't know which one I'd choose.
Freddie.
Or double ended dildo.
Oh, yeah, know that. Not really.
Please. Yeah, so there was that. So then we went, there. And then. Bahamas, then back to Miami. Had a day in Miami, which was Bushy's birthday.
Did you go back to that
Big
Wendy's?
Big 6-0.
Did you go back to that Wendy's?
Back to... No.
Did she listen? Wimpy?
Yeah. And then we had a day there. We went on the speedboat. Oh, we did 160 miles an hour.
Well, you bet you were wailing,
weren't you? I was screaming. I was soaking wet. I got some brand new specs on.
Were you that excited?
Love it, please. Blue every time you bring the tone down.
That excited, were you?
Excited, yeah.
Are you excited?
I feel like it's a scene from Rita and Bob. No, Lauren, it was the sea splashing on my face. Thank you.
No, well,
not my pants. We went to Mexico.
Did you?
Which was quite scary at the start.
Whereabouts?
Cozumel, it was called. So we got off the boat and there was just loads of people trying to sell us things. Like,
what we're talking, drugs or like sunglasses?
No, like trips. We didn't lark
it. Neither of those things.
Trips. We didn't lark it. So we got a taxi to like
clung it onto each other.
Like, really scared. Louise is like, fucking get back.
Louise is bullshit, isn't she?
She's a good one to have abroad. She's very like in charge of things.
Yeah, well, fair play.
I get
good.
That vibe. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's not one to mess with.
No, not at all. She's very forthright. Anyway, she sorted us out. Off we went to this beach place for, I think we paid $25 to get in, and we saw some beautiful fishes.
Oh!
We all bought, you know those, not like goggles, what they're called?
Snorkel mask.
Yeah, snorkel mask.
Oh, lovely.
Where you breathe out the top.
Yeah. Yeah, the foot of the...
Yeah.
With snorkeling.
Yeah. Although that was a day when I had an emotional breakdown that day. I think I was a bit overwhelmed and peri Christmas that day. So I finally got
Pericomo,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I got to the Mexican beach. And
the Mexican beach.
The Mexican beach. There was beautiful fish there. There was like just wild, what are those things that look like?
Cockles?
Little dragons. Iguanas.
Cool.
Yeah, just like running around. And I was like, crying. Everyone was like, what are you crying for? I was like, I don't know.
Oh, because you're having enough time.
Yeah, I was fine in the afternoon. Fine.
You were on your honeymoon.
Yeah. We had a lovely time.
Oh, real.
Yeah, it was fabulous. I recommend it to anybody.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Did you get pissed at any point? Yeah. Did you get pissed at any point?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I was the main consumer of alcohol. And I did do that. They're like a free pour over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they love a free pour.
So you're getting a lovely rim. And you're getting lots of rim.
Delicious rim.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, really nice. But they put pineapple in everything.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So I was like...
Did you puff up?
No, I didn't have any, but I did. I walked into a bar where it was like, you know when people sit around a bar, yeah, just loads of Americans are like, hey, because if you talk in front of American, like, oh my god, you're British,
oh my god, you're from Australia,
yeah, one of them did say that actually. And I was like, and they're like, come and have a drink with us. I'm like, all right then. And they gave me this shot, and this shot was like half a pint of liquid. A quarter of a pint of liquid. And I said, what is it? And they were like, pineapple. And I was like, fuck.
It's pineapple.
Pineapple.
Do you make any friends for laugh?
No.
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 Don't know.
Got enough of them, thank you.
That's what she said to everyone when she sat down. Now, I've got enough friends, but I will have your drink.
But yeah, I'll take a drink of you, but don't want any more friends.
Back away. Get off. Just get off. Get off me. No, it was lovely.
Oh, it looked brilliant.
It was great. No, we played Operation. You know,
yeah,
the old game. There was a bar with all the old games, and we played that one night
on the boat.
On the boat, yeah.
I'd have been there every night.
There's loads. There's like so many different bars and stuff. It was wicked.
Did you see any performances that
we saw a lady that looked just like Uri sings
Sail Away. I'm an okay flag.
Oh God, Alicia Keys.
Oh nice.
Not the Alicia Keys.
Yeah,
but she was on
Alicia
there.
Keys. In the Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ginger's in the fireplace.
She was very good. Although the band were a bit like sloppy, but I forgive them that.
Yeah, you know.
They're on the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're having free pause, aren't they?
They are.
So, you know.
They absolutely are. Went to a couple of theatre performances.
Thank you.
With like aerial displays.
Bit of trapeze that. And that.
Cirque du Soleil. It was lovely. But no, I had a lovely time.
Oh,
I feel like I've been away for 3 years.
Yeah.
Felt like you were.
Yeah. We did like so many things all in every day that it just feels like you're away for ages.
Well, holiday of a lifetime, Hannah.
Absolutely. And the food, don't get me started.
Oh, well, I'm good.
I can't because there's not time.
I won't ask a couple of quick fire questions, okay?
Yeah.
I know worst thing you ate. That was quite early on.
Yeah. Wendy's.
Standout meal of the trip.
Standout meal was the Italian restaurant on board.
Oh, I don't like Italian. Hannah, I don't like Italian.
Do you know what? I knew this was coming. I said, when we were talking about our favourites, I said, I think it was Italian. Then I was like, oh, God, I've got to tell them pair, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to rip me a bloody new one, that pair.
Well, the lovely waiter came over and he was like, what's your fancy?
What are you
doing? Yeah, put his accent on.
They're talking like a Gino. Yeah. My grandmother had wheels. She'd be mad to go.
I was like, I don't know, Gino. What do you
know? I don't know, Gino.
He was like, well, they're quite small, so just order one of everything. So we did.
Fucking we great.
Ordered one of everything.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah. But it's like Michelin star food.
Who is it?
It, you know, like well posh.
No, just say it again.
Michelin star.
Thank you. Michelin stars.
The most beautiful hanger steak it was.
Oh, very I've never had that nice. Cut.
Oh, it's so good. Mm. So soft.
Yeah.
I had a...
melt in the mouth, was there?
It was.
And that was just the waiter.
you dirty.
It was just Gino.
I had a sea urchin pasta.
I wouldn't have liked that.
But like a squid ink, it were black.
Yeah, lovely.
You know.
Yeah, very nice.
And the caspacho, not caspacho. What's the really thin beef?
Carpaccio.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Add that. That were lovely. That did melt in the mouth. Like I didn't chew it.
Mm. Yeah.
I just
have you ever
had
steak tartare?
No.
Yes. I've never been brave enough to have it. But Sam, my friend Sam, raves about it. Yeah, did you
lovely.
Like it?
Yeah, loved it. Yeah.
I'd try it.
Yeah.
I think that's close but to it, isn't it?
I always have my steak rare. Like I like it. Bloody I like a bloody beef.
Yeah, well, I do.
I go medium.
No, I like
no, medium rare. I'd venture. I'd toy with.
Yeah.
Would you go
play
blue?
With every night? Yeah, I'd go blue. Yeah, well, I'm, yeah.
You yeah, know you know me.
You know I would.
Is blue where they just
literally flash like it's fried. Sealed. It's like a tuna.
Yeah, it's sealed, but it's not. It won't be hot all the way through, will it?
No. When nope. me, Sarah, and Donald went to France, we went to a restaurant. This is where the woman said to Donald. She, you know, like he was Del Boy that trip because he couldn't speak an ounce of French. And she said, "La voiture," and she made a motion like she was steering a wheel. And he went, "Oh, I don't know, flower," because she was asking, like, "Do you have a car?" Because
yes.
it was really raining outside. And she just went, "La voiture." Oh, I don't know, flower.
I don't know.
But we asked before that. We asked for our steaks blue because you could either get them blue or well done. There was no in between.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we went, "Yeah, we all want them blue." And she looked at us like, No, you lot.
You honkers.
You want it well done.
You bloody lot. You don't want this. You sun readers don't want
this.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we do. And she was like, don't think you do. You're and then when she put it down, she kept looking at us like,
smoking while she watched it.
And then we ate every last drop.
Oh,
and off as a drink.
That's when I think she thought she could try and speak to Don in French. And then she got her answer, so you know.
So she,
we gave and we took away. Really.
Yeah,
we give and we take.
It's a balanced experience for her,
really.
Oh, I should try a blue steak.
I think you'd like it.
I think I'd like it.
Yeah, I think you would.
Too blue for me.
Yeah,
but no, that was definitely the best meal. Worst meal you ask?
Wendy's.
No, on the boat.
On the boat, yeah.
Was a Korean barbecue.
No. What?
Too much meat. Like, too much. It was making me feel sick.
Why'd you keep eating?
And also, we had to... also, this is the most hateful thing about it. We had to play a game. And the waiter was so loud, he gave me anxiety.
Oh, we had to play a game? What was this? Fucking he was squid like, game?
What was it called?
Hey? Gangrene?
Bow or something.
Bang.
The place was called, like, Gang Bow or something. And so he was like, "Welcome to Gang Bow!" Really loud.
Don't do the voice.
I was like, "Oh, it's all right." He wasn't Korean.
He was white as you like.
And we were like, "Thank you." Okay. And he was like, "Right, we're going to play a game. We have to clap and count and do shots."
Oh, fuck off! I just want to have a dinner.
I know.
Also, and how old are we?
Yeah, exactly.
Clap and count, and then what does the cow do?
Oh, we hated it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like
gets
that.
Gets put on the bloody Korean barbecue. That's what the cow does.
Thank you. And we had to share with two people that we didn't know.
Oh, family dining.
Yeah, they're not my fucking family. I must say, they were very nice and they ordered a bottle of champagne and they did give us some.
Oh, yeah. Right,
so that's quite nice.
They're American.
Yeah. Really rich.
Was everyone American, pretty much?
99% of them were American.
Oh, crikey.
I'd say that if you heard a British accent, it was probably someone who worked there. Yeah.
Or your friends.
Yeah, or our mates.
Or your wife.
Yeah, or my wife.
Or my lady wife.
Yeah. There was a Yorkshireman that worked behind the bar. And I was like,
"Hey, buy it."
Yeah. He was like,
"Hey,
buy
it, come."
What can I get you? I was like, "Oh my God."
John Smith. I don't know what. Tetley. What? I don't know what's called Yorkshire.
Oh
tea.
My God. Oh my you're God. From England.
Yeah.
But why are they so nasal?
Oh, I don't know. They're very, very annoying.
Lauren,
there. Show us your arse.
Arsehole, please.
Arsehole, please.
Part those cheeks.
I'm looking forward to this. I haven't heard one for a while.
Oh.
Lauren's dulcet tones.
I haven't heard one for a while. Shell's been quiet. She's not been very gassy.
No. She's actually not a very gassy lady. I mean, in comparison to the whoopee cushion that she's married to.
Your bloody Whoopi Goldberg.
And if one does a little squeaker, does, sorry, Shell, bob out. She's like, oh!
She's come over all high as a bouquet.
She won't never pass.
She never trumps. I don't understand
it. Everything about her is quiet, though, isn't it? So yeah. Is she like doing it into pillows and that?
No.
Like, she must be puffed up.
Well, maybe. I don't know. And if she does, it's literally like someone's clicked their fingers.
Oh, one of those little clappy ones.
Oh, yeah,
little
stuck between
tiny.
Her. The little she must paws. Be really clenching. Keep that in.
I like when you get a round. Well, I've said this before. I know I have, but I like when you get a round of applause.
Yeah.
They're just really firing out the cheeks.
I was
clapping those cheeks together. Sorry,
I was telling Lauren just earlier. I had me work's Christmas night out.
What in just, March?
Yeah. Okay. And I'd had beer and a pizza.
Yeah.
I was
McDonald's.
I was puffed up to high heaven the morning after.
Oh, I said really? A very yeasty lady.
And it was like the brass section of the London Philharmonic Park's orchestra were practicing in my bedroom.
With the harmonies and
it was a conductor. Baker Street at one point.
I do think the older you get, the less you can deal with a yeasty dinner and drink. Not a yeast infection, but just like, you know, a lot of bread or pizza. Yeah. I just can't take it anymore.
I think that is very true. Although, well, I mean, I'm still loving the lagers. I will admit.
Well, same. You've 10 years on me, Lauren.
But I can't cut lager out of my... Someone maybe 55. I can't cut lager out of my diet.
I can't cut lager out of my life.
What life?
She's my bloody lady love.
She is.
Lager, my lady love.
Oh. Malicious lager.
Lady love. No, get an arsehole, please.
Yeah. Back to your arsehole, please.
You can have a swig, love. It's all right. Go on, girl.
Swig of my lady love.
Lovely, delicious lady love.
Lady Madry lady love.
She is a lovely lady.
She's exceptional. She says it on the bottle. Am I the arsehole for roaming around naked in my house?
No.
It's quite a short one.
Like your knob.
The house.
I don't know if it is. He doesn't say. My roommate, 20 male, and me, 20 male, they're going to shag, aren't they?
Oh, couple of queers.
Couple of queers for you.
Well, of course, the queers are together, weren't they? Have been sharing a home for the last 2 months. 3 days ago, he told me that he is leaving to see his family and will be back in a week.
Thank God.
I had the whole house to myself for a week. Today, I walked out of the shower to the kitchen naked to check on the cake I was baking. Yeah, definitely gay.
Yeah.
Also,
why not put some clothes on?
Yeah, but don't do
swing a dick in front of the oven.
Exactly.
You're asking for it, aren't you?
Yeah. Hot air coming at you.
Oh.
Well, so walked to the kitchen naked to check on the cake I was baking. My roommate suddenly barged in while I was in the kitchen with my pee-pee out.
Oh, God. Mm. You're being fairy.
That's gross, isn't it?
You're 20 years old, my friend, not two. Things have got very awkward between us since then. He is saying I shouldn't roam around the house naked. I am saying that he should have told me he's coming earlier. Who's at fault here?
No one. I think it's just an honest mistake.
Yeah. It's not like he was looking through the keyhole waiting for you to come, or maybe he was.
Also, chill out a bit.
Yeah, don't be weird. Dick. Don't be weird about it.
Yeah.
That you weren't there.
Yeah, and if I was living with people that I knew and I was going away and I told them I'm going away for a week and then I was going to come home early, I would 100% let them know I'm coming home early. That seems weird to not.
He was waiting. He was watching him come out of that shower naked and going, waiting to walk him.
Yeah.
He secretly loves him.
He loves him.
But then isn't it, it's such a thing, since I've been living alone.
In Wixton on
your
own.
Because I'm all on my own and that.
as my, what with being all on my own and that.
It's my mortgage
advisor kept saying to me,
well, of course, you're all on your own.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Yeah, all right, thank you, Mick. Right. Thank you, I know.
Part down, Mick.
Everyone asks me, oh, isn't it amazing living on your own, just walking around naked? I was like, I don't really do that.
Why do people say that?
I don't know.
You're front, quite on the street.
Yeah.
Of course she's on the street. She says she's living in a house. It's actually just some boxes.
They would see everything if you walked in here naked.
Yeah, and sometimes I forget.
No, I aren't talking just about the top half either.
Oh, no, they'd see it all.
I'm talking about the business end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Party bus.
Yeah. That's what they call her.
Hey, like, no complaints, but he's living charm, apparently.
Very living charm on the party bus, isn't it? The party bus.
But yeah, sometimes if I forget to put my blondes down of a night, maybe I might have been drinking that before. Out until 6 o'clock in the morning. 16, who knows?
16 litres of lager.
16 litres of lager, whatever, who cares?
Huh.
I might have forgot to put my blondes down. And then if I come down just in a little top, then I'm like, ooh!
Postman's face pressed against the window. Aya,
darling.
Yeah, you could really get an eyeful. I might start walking past. Couldn't you? Innocently walking past to pick up my car, just waiting to see if Lauren comes down with no bottom half on.
You want that? You want to see that?
No.
No.
No, of course not.
You want to see it?
No.
Well, if you'd stayed up late enough at my birthday party, you would have seen it.
You see the pictures.
Hey. Hey. No, I think it's just an innocent mistake. No one's the arsehole.
And don't be weird about it. So he bustled into the kitchen to see his cake while he was naked, while he thought he was alone in the house.
Yeah, like, no, he's not an arsehole at all.
Silly. Yeah. Silliness.
What's internet saying?
Oh, yeah, they said... We're fucking great. Get a laugh.
They agree with us. Get a laugh. Get a laugh, you pair of little queens.
Get a laugh. Get a laugh, pair of little queens.
End of.
End of. Get a laugh, end of.
No discussion.
Done.
Thank you, London. That's all, please.
Yeah. Am I the arsehole for
coming
not...
home early from my...
and catching and seeing my roommate's pee-pee.
No. Pee-pee.
And he'd also put double P there. So not like...
Pee-pee.
Not P-double-E-P-double-E, which is what I would expect.
Well, did it stand for like personal penis or something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Penis. Perfect penis.
Personal. This is my personal penis. Nothing to do with you.
Public penis.
Well, we've all got a personal and a private life. Hey, this is my
exactly
public
penis. Exactly.
This is my pubic penis. Thank you. Am I the arsehole for not giving my roommate? This is very roommate heavy. This one. I know we can all relate.
Thank you.
Am I the arsehole for not giving my roommate a tampon and telling her she can no longer use anything I own?
Wow, yes. It didn't sound great from the
it's not a good start.
Outlay.
Mm. Yeah. This is such a stupid post, and I'm still so embarrassed and flabbergasted that this even happened to begin with. So
might delete later, whatever.
Whatever.
I, 25 female, live with roommates. All are female.
Okay, so you're old enough to not be an arsehole.
Yeah. We've all gotten close in the last 2 years we've lived together.
Letting
except
off.
For one roommate. You know, it's just, yeah, it's like grease every night. It's
funny. Brush up.
Brush up. Jam. Sings that.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
Does,
yeah.
She's my favourite.
Yeah. She's meant to be great big fat cow.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Heifer.
Do you know what? I never really understood. Like, she's just in a big jumper and she's just a normal size
like
woman.
A really skinny woman in a jumper.
Yeah. I remember once, just diverting away from that story, but years and years ago, circa 2001, I played Jack in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, yeah.
And the man who played the giant
John.
Was quite a short man. He was about
was
5 foot five. He was about 5 foot five, but to
it's
make
a hysterical piece.
To make him look like the giant, they gave him really like a massive hat, big boots. And I was like, you've made him look like a midget.
A pimp?
Yeah. A midget pimp?
Yeah.
Like like big fish in his shoes and that. Like,
yeah.
And a big cane.
It was so
steady
great.
Himself. Big cane.
Massive if coat. Anything, you've done the opposite. You made him look tiny.
Tiny.
Yeah. He was already 5 foot five.
You made
five.
Him look like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an optical illusion. Just put him at the front of the stage and everyone else at the back.
Oh, yeah. Perspective.
Yeah.
So we've all gotten close in the 2 years we've lived together, except for one roommate. We'll call her Emma, 23. It's not that I dislike Emma, but we've never meshed as well as the other roommates have. The other day, Emma called us out to the living room where she was folding her laundry. She held up a pair of underwear and asked if it belonged to any of us, and I recognised them as mine, so I said yes. I apologised for the mix-up, and she immediately started yelling at me about how disgusting I am and how she wanted to light herself on fire after touching them.
Were they sore?
That's quite a funny thing to say.
It's right. Weird that Emma's never meshed with any of them, isn't it?
I'm going to set myself on fire.
You imagine you just start pissing yourself when she says that.
Yeah, like, oh, I'd just no, be actually, like, okay, you're mental.
Just a pair of underwear, like another yeah. woman's underwear. Like, and they've been through the wash, so I think they're clean.
At the end, and yes, I had shat them.
Yes. I'd had a Wendy's the night before. All right.
In Miami.
We know what happens after that.
Since I live with all girls, this happens all the time, and none of us ever get weirded out by it. I can't even begin to count how many times someone's bras, socks, underwear, etc. have gotten mixed in my laundry by mistake. It's a bit embarrassing to admit, but I realised they were actually an old pair of period underwear that had, and this is in brackets, I cannot stress this enough, minor bloodstains on them from okay. years ago when I first got my period.
From years of wear.
But also, don't all of us have
yeah,
got...
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
doesn't
course.
Mean they're dirty.
No.
Fucking bloodstains. Right, yeah. We all...
Shit sticks.
Exactly.
You know, but blood stains. Yeah. Well, it's just stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fine.
She's just shouting that. I want to light myself on fire. Well, shit sticks.
Yeah, well, shit sticks.
I want to play that.
Yeah, mate. That's the one on the river, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. Shitty sticks.
Shitty sticks.
So minor blood stains, yeah. Emma again decided to loudly announce how gross she thought I was and how I should be ashamed for not throwing them out, and tried to get my other roommates to look in and join in on her outburst. Not throw... Again, kind of when you've got the period underwear, you kind of keep them, right? Because then that's
yeah,
their
function. Yeah, because your period underwear.
Yeah, because otherwise you just do it to all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So wow. actually...
Yeah.
Fuck you, Emma.
Thankfully, I live with some awesome girls, so nobody even batted an eye, despite me being absolutely horrified that someone I live with would do something like that. Everyone was quick to reassure me that it's no big deal and it happens to all of us. They tried to tell Emma to chill out,
Emma.
Go with the flow.
Oh, just relax.
Or go with the heavy flow. Like,
fire.
Or yeah, set yourself on fire.
Yeah. Are you on your period, babe? Is that why you're acting like
yeah,
this?
Yeah. So,
yeah, so. Maybe just let chill
you
out.
Wait till Perry Christmas, babe.
Yeah. Exactly.
But she wasn't having it. She just went to her room and slammed the door. She sounds reasonable. For the next week, Emma didn't speak to me. All right, again.
Fuck me, Emma.
Again, like you say, weird that she hasn't meshed.
Yeah, so I don't get it. She sounds all right.
She would loudly talk to all of our other roommates with no problem, but the minute I tried speaking to her, she would just walk away.
Oh. Hello! Hello! Every child is gone. Oops. Hello! Hello, Emma!
Yeah. She, after she lit herself on fire, she got a problem with her earring, so she's yeah. shouting everywhere. Yeah. A couple of days ago, I was laying in bed and Emma was the only other person home. She knocked on my door, and when I opened it, she sheepishly asked me for a tampon.
Get out,
Emma, down bar, please.
That's what I think, sheepish.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you're in, are you? Shouting it.
All right, yeah, I like it.
Saying she woke up from a nap and bled through her shorts.
Oh, the irony.
Well, you?
How ironic.
Yes.
I laughed and told her no.
No.
And then she put in brackets, I didn't have any left and I know all of the roommates had some somewhere, so it's not like she had nothing. Yesterday she asked all of us if she could borrow a shirt because her clothes were in the washer. We all said no.
She bled through all of her clothes.
Lying
and
on them
shirts.
On the bed.
As well.
She sleeps on top of the wardrobe.
Top of her washing pile.
Yeah. Or she's like Joey and she just wears everything.
She's
doing it to make a point.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
While she was being a lamb or something, I don't know.
While she was lambing.
We all said no, and I even said I wouldn't want her to light herself on fire after touching any of my nasty stuff. Really making a point there, hammering that home, aren't you, darling?
She rolled her eyes and gave me a half-assed apology, and I told her I don't want her touching or borrowing my stuff if that's the way she acts about a natural bodily function that she also goes through. She called me childish and said she didn't see the big deal. Now there's this weird passive-aggressive vibe every time we're in the same room, and I'm wondering if I should just apologise or not. I talked to some friends and they said I've got nothing to apologise for, but I'm wondering if I overreacted. Am I the arsehole?
That's quite an interesting one. Emma was a vile about her reaction to it, but you gotta help your bleeding sisters out. And
I agree. I think
you've got to put it aside at one point.
Yeah,
you?
Make otherwise, a point.
You've got to rise above it.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave any gal to
high and dry
bleed.
No,
well, not draw.
No,
Han, not draw.
No, I shouldn't. That was just no. I'll tell you a story off air about my last bleeding experience.
Bleeding experience.
Bleeding.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the people that I, or the people that I know that have periods that I really dislike. And I think, yeah, I wouldn't. It's horrible. Bleeding like, through your stuff, isn't it?
Really, it's so embarrassing. And I would feel horrible.
I would give my worst enemy a tampon. I think.
Yeah, same.
It's like that. Do you not remember the Sex and the City scene where there's Sarah Jessica Parker's trying to get in to a really posh
Balzac
restaurant?
Ironically.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're fully booked. And she's like, oh.
And the hostess, yeah.
And then she goes to the toilet and she's like, knocks on the door. Have you got a tampon? She gives her one. And then she's like, come this way.
Yeah. Never got a problem getting into Balzac after then, did
she? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the whole series
was. Help your sister out.
You've got to help your sisters out.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, I mean, it sounds like this Emma character.
Yeah, whoever she is.
Has probably got couple of issues,
yeah,
and maybe talk to her about them.
Well, this is what I was gonna say. It's this is maybe the benefit of being 35 and not 25, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that
I would much
rather say to her, look, you're a dick,
holding it to it, you can have it, pulling it back, you can have it. Stop being a twat and say you want to set yourself on fire because my pants are in your washing. All right, thank you. We'll say no more about it. Thank you. Go and pop that in, my darling. Let's hear something from Gregory Peck.
Okay.
The mad mind of Gregory Peck. Now, this is it's quite straightforward until the end, but I just think, what?
That's normal.
It's completely normal, actually, yeah. If you learnt you would die in a few years, what regrets would you have? Were you given 5 extra years of life, could you avoid these same regrets 5 years hence?
What?
You what?
Pardon?
Yeah.
So, you're going to die.
You died in a few years.
Are you
years,
mad about
what
it?
What regrets have you got?
What regrets have you got? But also, if you know 5 years before you're going to go,
well, you can try and sort out your regrets.
Well, I haven't done them all in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So, Mom's not getting that canary.
I'm going to have to do this in 2 stages.
What if it's your dad?
So, now my regret is my dad. To be fair, so
but you can't avoid that. There was a bit long.
So if you know you're going to die in a few, well, yeah.
But regrets maketh
the
man.
I've had a few,
don't they? Mm. Regrets, I've had a few. Like because we've all got them.
Yeah, it's what you learn off of, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
They're little lessons to be learned, aren't
they? Yeah,
I've got my main regret is
that Wendy's.
That Wendy's is for one. not going back to my, you know, what are those things you do when you're at school and you go and GCSE. Try out a job?
Work experience.
Yes. Work experience that I had at the radio station in Birmingham.
Oh.
Heart FM. And after a week then, I had a lovely week.
Mm.
I helped the presenter. And I always wanted to work on radio. That was my dream.
Well, you do now.
And he was like, sort of. And he was like, come back when you finished your course and we might have a little job for you. I was like, all right. And then I was just not brave enough. I weren't brave enough to ring them or to do anything. So I just didn't do anything.
It's what could have been? The regrets that you didn't do versus the things you did. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the slard in
doors. Because once they're done, they're done, aren't they?
Yeah. Or you've learnt off.
Although that said, I genuinely regret that I ever started smoking.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I wish I'd never bothered.
Ah, that's interesting.
Why?
Because it's just I mean, I don't smoke anymore, but I do vape. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't vape if I'd never smoked. And I just, yeah, I just think it's probably like, it's just down the years, it's been loads of wasted money, isn't it?
Oh, it
yeah.
is. It's dead money, if anything.
That's
why
dead.
Don't you try and get off the vape?
Why don't you try?
Get off the toilet. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think my regrets would be like not putting enough effort into things. So, like, I might have said this before, but, you know, like when I played drums, I just kind of skated by.
Yeah.
As well as I could do it. Whereas
you could, rather than mastering it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know
and
what
that,
you mean.
And that kind of makes me go, if I want to learn an instrument, which I might be looking at doing, like, I'd really like to grab it by both
French
hands.
French horn, I imagine.
But the great big horn. Mm. Yeah.
That massive horn. Yeah. Yeah. I've always seen you with that.
Piccolo.
But now you can not do that now. Not learn saxophone, but not just like...
I could, I've been doing that quite well for 35 years.
I tell you what, I've been doing for 35 years, not learning the sax. But now, like, you know, in hindsight, that you wish you had kept it
yeah,
things.
That's
and
even,
now you will.
Even when they're hard yeah. to begin with, that's the thing. Yeah. Don't you start.
They're hardly finished, I imagine.
When they're finished?
Well, you know, in between. I've done it for a while, I can't remember.
It's an interesting one. Do you judge others by higher or lower standards than you use to judge yourself?
Oh. Probably.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd say lower because I think we're all quite self.
We're all quite
critical.
Quite mean on ourselves.
We
aren't
are.
We?
Like, I showed a picture of Siobhan to myself and she was like, and it was a really nice picture. And she was like, look at my great big fat fingers. And I was like, oh, look, it's a really nice picture. Yes, your fingers do look chunky, but it doesn't
look. They're swelled up, they're puffed up. You're under the keys.
No, they look fine. They just look normal. But she just had, it's like she searched for the one thing on there.
What
you do that.
What you should do is Photoshop Prince Charles's fingers into the photo and then,
then
show it back.
Like very slender.
Yeah.
Slender.
Then be like, I don't know what you're talking about, Siobhan.
Yeah.
Have you seen that photo? My brother sent it to me today. And obviously, you know, there's some hoo-ha over the photoshopped photo.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he sent me his picture of King Charles. And there's loads of, like, circles, like, where it would have been photoshopped. But what's not circled is just some actual sausages photoshopped onto his arms.
Richmond as well. Big, fat,
oh,
juicy
big
ones.
Thick.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Uncut sausages. with a ring that's really digging in.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it bigger.
Yeah,
get
the key.
I don't know. Yeah,
you like, do whatever you want.
What's wrong with his hands?
Sausages.
Why are they so puffy?
They look awful,
he
don't
looks
they?
Ill, like,
yeah. Oh, well, he is.
If my parent had a hand like that, I'd be straight up the doctor's.
And he's puffed up like that.
Yeah.
What do you think? Where do you think Kate is?
I couldn't give a shit.
No.
Oh, she not down the Bahamas?
No.
Did you not see her down there?
No.
Was she a drag act on the...
She's doing drag.
I couldn't care less about that story because I don't know what it is and I don't care. Something about Photoshop. Silly.
No, I agree. And like...
She is a beautiful queen.
She's been hospital.
Lucy,
say
have you
what?
Got a soft spot for...
I fucking love Kate Middleton.
Ooh, Princess of Wales. Well, she's a
princess of
Wales now, isn't she? Yeah,
Princess of my heart. And my pants.
I mean, I'm not particularly enamoured by the royals, but ooh, Kate.
Really?
What a woman.
Oh, she's too thin for me.
Yeah,
she's too
thin for me. This is where me and Beth think she's been. We think she's got an eating disorder and she's being treated for it.
Oh. Probably. That's
really,
most likely.
I really don't go for the up and down, straight up and down, you know, of
no.
Women.
No.
Me neither.
No. Yeah, I mean,
no,
apart
no,
from Kate Middleton.
No.
But Michelle knows how I feel about my lovely Kate. So, on that note.
Is she your, like, free pass, Kate Middleton, if you get the opportunity?
I'll be using it. I would have thought.
I thought you have. That's where she's been.
That's where she's been. She's in Mount Sorrel.
She's photoshopped them kids in. You're next to her, really. In real life.
Touching her and that.
Yeah.
Down the Swan.
Me and Kate down the Swan night after night. She's picking me up tonight.
Well, she can go the Swan. She's raw.
Well, she's raw.
Perfect place for it.
Thank you. Thank you to Lou from Washprint for the logo.
And for keeping Hannah safe.
Thank you.
In Wendy's.
Thank you.
Thank you to Andy Robertson for our music.
And thank you to everybody who's been listening to us.
You lovely, luscious listeners.
Lovely and luscious,
and
aren't
a
you?
Special welcome back sing song to our patrons. Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Ellis.
Hey!
I'm good at lip reading and all.
Now, if you ever want to join that illustrious quintet, you know what to do. Sextet.
No.
Sextet.
Oh, they're a sextet.
Ooh, oh,
sexy.
Join the sextet.
Sounds like call this number now.
Sextet. It sounds like a fly.
Chi-chi!
Bye! The worst noise anyone's ever heard.
Wow.
What a wild night we're having.